Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on Schraub Home Video. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Erin.
We got a Patreon, patreon.com/Real Life Sci-Fi. Get two bonus episodes a week. We also stream live on Twitch, Tuesdays and Thursdays, twitch.tv/Real Life Sci-Fi.
It's true.
Any other business? Yeah. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF. From the podcast Loser Leaves Wrestling, it's comedian Red Jefferson. What's up, Red?
Hi. Nothing is up, but thank you so much for having me on the show. Very excited.
Thanks for being here, man.
Oh, no, of course.
Are you into... We just were talking about wrestling, but are you into like conspiracy theories in general? Like, what's your...
Yeah, very much so. I would... much more so before Trump.
He really ruined
conspiracy theories.
Right.
It was a lot of fun beforehand, and now it's you have to pick and choose.
Totally. Yeah. What's your favorite one?
Mandela Effect. That's my favorite one right
we
now.
We aren't going to get along.
Do you think that... Yeah. Is it the 9/11 Mandela Effect thing that like...
I don't know. Oh, I don't know the Mandela... The Mandela Effect is kind of like the separate reality.
Yeah.
Like, so Berenstain Bears, mm-hmm. Fruit Loops...
What's the 9/11 one?
That people think that the world ended in 9/11 and that now we're in a different timeline.
Oh, I like that, though. I'm into it.
Isn't that just Bugmane who says that, or is that do people really?
Yeah, I think he talked about it first, but people do think that there was such a big event that we crossed realities. I mean,
I've heard it from places. It's definitely besides
it was mentioned before him. Yeah.
Interesting.
Fringe.
So wait, do you care about Sasquatch at all?
Yeah, I have a very. I think that was probably the first thing. I was talking to Erin about it at a baby shower.
Yeah, we were all at that baby shower.
It was honestly, it's probably the first thing that I really, truly believed with all my heart that the government was lying to me.
No. When in your life was this happening?
Oh, this was, yeah. This was like 13, 14.
Okay.
And that being said, I have very complicated feelings about Sasquatch now as compared to 14.
Right.
Yeah.
But a healthy distrust in the government is a good thing.
Yeah.
So
that's what started.
If it took Bigfoot to get you there, then good job, Bigfoot.
Welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, we do something on the show called the WOW Scale. It stands for WOW Scale.
We've been doing this for almost a year up in this situation. Still not used to it?
No. It stands for Wade or Willie. It's a five-question quiz. If you're more of a five, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a zero, you're more of a Wade. If you're in the middle, you're more of an Erin. It's WOW with an E at the end, I guess, we'll say.
It's like a silent E.
So don't worry about those numbers at the end. I'll just give you your number. You can just answer the questions as they're presented to you. Are you ready to be weighed on the WOW scale?
Yes, I am ready to be weighed.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Do I believe in aliens? Yes. I believe that aliens do exist. Or what we... Okay. Yeah, I'll leave it at that. I believe they exist.
Don't eat your own tail right off the bat.
I believe they exist. I believe that there have been people within the last 300 years... that have experienced what could be best described as alien encounters. Do I think that they are necessarily aliens? I don't know. But I'm more of an agnostic with conspiracy theories. It's something. I just can't put my finger on exactly what. But I do believe whatever it is people are saying are alien encounters, yeah, they've been happening 300 years.
What were you going to say before you cut yourself off?
Other entities.
It's just like...
Dimensional from Earth.
I'm thinking very dimensional. Do I think that aliens are necessarily physical beings? I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Right?
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about how full my hands are with this... Second question, ghosts?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you have a ghost story?
I think every apartment I move into is haunted. I have just sneaky suspicion, especially in LA. Like in other places I've lived, not so much. If it's a new building, nah. But these old buildings, I live in this old hotel that's been converted into condos, and it's it's spooky.
Is it Where's the that? Cecil?
No, not the Cecil. I live in.
You want to dox yourself, or should we?
MacArthur
not?
Park. MacArthur Park. What was
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that is some old concrete over there. Yeah. That is like
spooky.
That whole area is one ghost.
There's one parking spot that is just an apparition. It is like your car is getting fucked.
If there is some goo that's alive and running under the city, it's MacArthur. It's in MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park. That is for sure. Yeah.
That's fair.
Bigfoot?
Yeah. Same answer as both of those, though. It's I believe people have experienced what can be described as Bigfoot, but do I think it's an ape? I'm not sure.
What would you guess it is?
An ape, but I don't know it's an ape.
Okay.
So yeah, or an interdimensional being that we can't really describe.
Yeah.
There's always that.
Psychics.
Sure, but I don't think the people that make money off of it are psychic.
Yeah.
I think the people who are psychic, they can't use it for evil.
Why?
It's just how the powers work. Yeah, it's like...
But money is the root of all evil?
Yeah.
What about making a living?
Right, when you hear about people saying things like, well, you know, I couldn't do this for personal gain, or, you know, I didn't want to get the lottery numbers, in the same way where it's like, if you take that information and use it selfishly, it comes back and gets you. That's just, yeah. But I'm like maybe people have had those experiences. Maybe the rumors are just strong enough for people to actually feel that way that are connected to it. I don't know, but I've always heard that.
I think people can work with the universe. I think there's people that can really like, have you ever met just a super chill person that just good things seem to happen to them and they're never upset and they're never angry? I think that's a form of being psychic. You're just kind of going with the flow of what the energy's telling you.
Yeah, you just described me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Same joke.
Yeah, sorry. Oops. Oops.
Two of the most antagonistic people.
What? I'm antagonistic? This is new.
You wouldn't even repeat the thing on the pre-show.
Yeah, because I don't repeat myself.
That's not antagonistic?
No.
I wanted to know what you said. I didn't understand you.
It's fine.
I had to learn to repeat myself.
I just won't do it.
With Moose.
I refuse. I'm
like, all right, I can't hold on to this.
What? What did you just say? Okay. You don't want to repeat yourself. Thanks, man.
Perfect.
For show reasons, not for yeah.
Last one. Well, actually, before we do the last one, where are you from originally?
Jersey.
Okay.
I'm from New Jersey.
And no ghosts out in Jersey?
Is it Jersey what? Devil?
Oh, sure. There's Jersey Devil.
Get out of my room. I couldn't do a Jersey accent, but like I picture a Jersey ghost.
Get out of my room. Yeah,
it sounded like a weedy Trump. Like, get out of my room. Get out. So there's Jersey Devil. But like Jersey. Yeah, there's ghosts in Jersey. I just, I don't think I was as in tune when I was in Jersey.
Uh-huh.
I think I dated a witch in Austin, and she changed things.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She changed a lot of things.
So being in tune has being in tune has just haunted you. Now you have ghosts, whereas before it was just like, yeah, life's great.
I could say, but they're not bad.
But like, you're not as afraid. You're less afraid.
No, it's just
more,
like
right?
I go into my apartment and I hear a weird noise, and I'm just like, did I do something wrong? And that's what I ask. I ask the room if I did something wrong. I'm like, I'm going to clean tomorrow.
You didn't
I say
get cheese
things like
on
this.
Your burger.
Yeah. I assume it's something to do with the apartment. I'm assuming it's something to do with me not taking care of myself or the apartment, and I need to fix something. So it's a good thing to have a ghost, because like I'm cleaning my apartment much more.
Like a ghost with allergies. Just
whoever
like,
put these buildings here is the problem.
I just imagine any ghost in L.A. is just like a really dramatic acting ghost.
Sure.
Like, this is the role of my life. Hold on. Ooh, boo.
Just this dramatic ghost. Just like the boo is just all gonna... Hollywood. It's just this one ghost that did it all. Just like, boo.
Those ghosts would be the easiest to get rid of. You just give them a bad review and they're out of here.
They're insulted.
The ghost that is in this apartment is terrible.
Okay, last question. Are you superstitious?
Not so much. Not so much. I feel like I'm worried about superstition. I'm worried about superstition because of I'm very OCD, and I don't want to get caught. I don't want to get caught in the trap of having to do something every single day for the rest of my life. And so I'm very
like some kind of self-fulfilling wary. Prophecy of having to lock the door five times.
Yeah, my grandma was super OCD, where she'd have to like she'd lock the door and she'd be like 1, 2, 3, closed. She'd do the sign of the cross over the door. 3 times on every single door in the house. Ooh. Before we went to Pizza Hut.
But it worked, so she might have been right.
Is she still living?
No, she's very dead.
Yeah, so it didn't work.
So it did not work too good.
Because that's what it is, to be eternal, right? Like, that's why people are superstitious, is to never die?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So you're a straight-up Willie. You're like a 5, kind of off the charts.
Are you superstitious?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where the difference. That's why it was so perfect.
It's nice you like figured that one out, though. A lot of people don't. They're just like, but wait a minute. I thought I'd be a 4. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
We also like wrestling, so I get it.
We aren't going to get along at all. This is going to be very confrontational. I'm going to say some things. I don't mean them.
Just yell back. It makes good TV and podcasts.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready to get into the topic?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, big problems, Bigfoot. He's been spotted on every continent for years. He's got many different names. Maybe we all know him. Could he be real? Why haven't we found him? Maybe psychic reasons. Let's get into all things Bigfoot tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Boom.
Nice.
So where do we begin? Do you have any thoughts outside of your Bigfoot answer? Just do you want to extrapolate any beliefs or anything?
I'm pretty disappointed with the Bigfoot coverage the past 10 years. I feel like we were before that. In my heyday, there was a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of things going on. I feel like the best we've gotten is this. Have you all heard about the FBI, the dossier about Bigfoot?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Or so, maybe. When is it from?
So it's 2019.
Okay.
And so that's the most recent thing that we have of it.
Not heard
and
of
it's just confirmation that they looked into it for 30 years or something. Yeah. 20, 30 years.
And like, why wouldn't they have?
Of course they would. Yeah. Oh. But that's like the best we've gotten the past 10 years.
We've looked.
Yeah, barely. Have you seen Survivor Man? And he has a whole special on Bigfoot.
Yeah, and he experiences the clacking.
Yeah, he experiences the clacking, but we don't see anything. He's just like, oh, it's out here. I hear it. And he just faces.
And after working on shows, like I believe that maybe he could have experienced. The clacking is a warning sign that the Sasquatch might have, is clacking rocks together really loud. And on this special that he has, he experiences that. But, you know, I mean, working on in the business, I wouldn't be offended if I knew that a producer did that.
But isn't Survivor Man the one where he has to take all of his cameras with him and stuff?
Mm-hmm. He did a special just on living with, what is it called? Living with Bigfoot or something like that? It was a special. It was like a 3 or 4 episode special where he went with a Bigfoot tracker and he hung out with him, still doing the same deal with a camera on him and he films the other guy.
Right.
But it's he's just like, yeah, there's something out here. There's something out here that's not, it's not a deer, it's not a moose, like, and he was very specific on what it wasn't.
Couldn't that clacking just be like elks hitting their horns together?
It's a at different night. Sound. Yeah.
It's at night, and it's like that's, surrounding their campfire.
When the elks rumble, it's getting louder and closer. Yeah,
they got a turf war. It's the Jets versus the snakes.
That's kind of like being in a movie theater and someone shushes you, like, oh, that's for someone else. Like, that's, no, like you assume it's you if you're talking.
So, God damn it.
What?
I'm just already, so here's the thing. We stream on Thursday. We talk a lot about, a lot of bit of fucking, God damn it.
We talk about this subject briefly.
Yeah, we sort of like do a little research. We talk about what we're going to be talking about. And it ruined me because I'm already like, Bigfoot, for one, Bigfoot doesn't exist, right? Like my whole thing is like, so now this thing that doesn't exist is a psychic and an interdimensional traveler. And it's just like, it reminds me of like kids play fighting. And they're like, I got you. And the other one's like, nope, because I had a force field up. And the other one's like, no, but I have a force field buster. And he's like, well, but I'm invisible. That's what it feels like talking to people who believe in Bigfoot. They're just constantly moving the goalposts. Like, well, we haven't found him because he's a psychic and he's an interdimensional traveler.
You're putting the, so basically you're saying that like he's imaginary and then they're adding no.
Yeah.
The reason that we think he's imaginary is because of those things.
Yeah,
because we can't perceive him with a regular filter that we do other tangible things.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about though. It's like it's just like you haven't seen him because there's more to it. And I don't remember as a kid Bigfoot being anything other than like a ape guy in a forest. And now he's all these things.
Well, like the ape guy in the forest, though, story exists on every continent for hundreds, if not thousands of years.
It's called a wild man in the woods.
So that's the crazy thing, is that like, you know, because like I could think that some Bigfoot encounters were actually wild humans, because I believe in wild humans too, and I think they'd be really good at not being seen. Maybe they eat people. I don't know. Whatever.
I get pretty wild on Fridays.
Nobody sees me.
Just in my apartment, wilding out.
I do have this little excerpt from the beginning of this book. I read Bigfoot, the Yeti and Sasquatch in Myth and Reality by John Naper, who is the head primatologist of the Smithsonian Institute in the early 70s. This book is from the early 70s. It said, Bigfoot, the living animal, if it exists, must be part of nature. Bigfoot, the legend, which undeniably exists, is part of human culture. Thus, there are two sorts of evidence to consider, natural and cultural, and both have material and theoretical components.
And that's great.
I just think that sums it up exactly how I feel completely. Like, I would like to believe that there is a physical Bigfoot. Like, before Thursday night, I had it in my mind, Bigfoot exists, he's a psychic being, this is why we haven't found him. But then after Thursday, we just really couldn't find anything substantial, and I read all that stuff about the... what's that? The Lapkidises?
Kiwanu Lapsuritis?
Yeah, the Lapsuritises and Sunbow and like all the drama about their divorce.
Well, set that up. So the
Kiwanu Lapsuritis, yeah, whatever. He wrote a book called The Psychic Sasquatch, and it was...
let Aaron do it. She wants to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's okay. I just brought it up. So I thought I'd talk about it. So the Lapsuritises are the ones that coined psychic Sasquatch. There was stories in here about Sasquatch hypnotizing people with his eyes and eye shine and stuff like that. So that's clearly been in the legend for a long time. But these Lapsuritises, Kwani Lapsuritis, his name is also Jack. That's like his name. He has all these stories about visiting Sasquatch, hanging out with Sasquatch, a female Sasquatch trying to have sex with him and writing him love notes. Which makes me think that maybe that's a fun story, but I don't know if that's true, especially if this guy is a dick. Like, the whole long, long blog post about him disparaging Sunbow just made me think, oh, this guy's an asshole. Lapsuritis is an asshole. He's just doing this for money. I don't think this is what he says is true.
I kind of feel like, because what you're saying about, like, kind of just like the blog posts about it, or just like these random stories here and there, or even the psychological, like other dimensional being, you know, there's plenty of evidence that there's something. There's towns in this country that are like small towns, but like towns, several. I don't know the actual number, but that truly believe
several.
There is a thing there. Mm. They've seen it. They've encountered it. And the issue is that a lot of people, I was like, why don't you have photographic evidence? Why don't you have some sort of video film proof? But the thing is, like, we were even able to film real well on our cameras until a year ago. Yeah. You know, the thing is, like, the cameras only work when the subject is lit in a way that's able to capture the photo.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, there's some things that just, imagine there's a creature, let's say other dimensional creature that just doesn't absorb light the same way we do. or something like that. Or even like the fact is they're probably smart. They're hiding well. You know, they obviously don't want to be caught, captured. So they're pretty. If there's a small group of them in that woods, you could hide out forever. Helicopters can't find you.
Yeah.
Ground people, they hear you coming. You know, I can believe
even a quiet walker would alert them.
Yeah, yeah, just like even like someone drags their feet once, they know you're coming.
But that thing with the clacking rocks together is just like. Yeah, you fuck off then. Like, why are you clacking rocks at me? I don't even know where you are. Just fuck off. What am I supposed to do?
I think there was like one of the things. Also, there's like this a native tradition. Like the tall man, they called it Bigfoot in like some Native American cultures was called tall man or hairy man. Mm-hmm. And he was like a medicine giver. Like I almost I don't know what Sasquatch is. But I think there's something important to him, and he has a connection with some people that he doesn't have with others.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go into his environment and you're just kind of like poking around, shitting everywhere you want, you know, like he's going to be pissed. He's like, you're shit in the wrong place.
Yeah. Man, but that's my favorite thing to do in the woods. Shit.
But also, you know, like just labeling it a psychic Sasquatch, what, you know, like picture the asshole that wants to prove that he's real for his own fame walking around the forest, you know, like. There's an attitude of bravado that, like, maybe a creature could pick up on. I don't want to fucking get this fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know, walking around, like, with camera gear. Uh-huh.
Yeah, everyone in Iowa knows when someone from New Jersey walks around. You just know. It's an attitude. It's a step. It's a gait.
Yeah, it's a coastal elite, right? Yeah. They can smell it coming.
Because, like, take away the...
This guy doesn't believe in Jesus.
Look, he didn't tuck his shirt in.
I see one set of footprints, but it's not because Jesus is carrying him.
It's because it's imagination.
It's Bigfoot. That's what it is. It's Bigfoot.
He stepped on the other... You can't see him because he stepped there. Oh, he stepped there.
Yeah, Bigfoot was during daddy-daughter dance. He was just kind of like...
The first valley was made.
Yeah, I mean, I like what you're putting down. I'm picking it up, and because this book was like the opposite of all the things that you're saying. Mm-hmm. And so when
most books are,
when you read a book, it's like, oh, this is all true. But then you're saying these things now. I'm like, but see, that's the stuff that I was missing. Like, yeah, interdimensionality. Like, you are going to be perceived different. And I mean, I always forget about. Bigfoot sightings in hotspot places, like place that there's like rifts, like Skinwalker Ranch and all of those, like, you know, thin veil.
The Himalayas.
And also, there's also, I could probably say hundreds, right, of entity stories that parallel an ape-like or creature that they just have called like a monster from the area. And it's like, well, this fits the Bigfoot.
Yeah. You can also say that about ogres, like Japanese mountain ogres. That could also be the same thing. It's like someone, it's a creature that lives in the mountains that has a lot of hair, that comes down and takes your sheep or your children or whatever. But I was reading this, and like in the Himalayas, a lot of families use the Sasquatch like we use like a bogeyman. But they, I mean, obviously it's a Yeti in the Himalayas, and they're like, you better not talk back or the Yeti's going to come. And they, like, you know, use it to scare kids. So it's hard. In this book, they're saying, well, it's hard to say what's real and what's cultural. Like, maybe this was an orangutan from back in the day, but when there were mountain orangutans and now they're extinct. But it's still a legend that lives on. And the footprints that they're seeing in the snow are pilgrim Sherpas that walk around barefoot in the fucking Himalayas.
I just think, and maybe this is me being silly, but I think if there's enough people that say it, like, I know this is actually how rumors and disaster get started, but if there's enough people that have experience seeing and saying one thing, like whether or not it's exactly the way they described it, there has to be some validity to it. Mm. You know, like I don't know if their exact experience with Sasquatch is the same, but they all experienced something that was so extraordinary to them. This is what they thought they saw. You know, there was actually an interesting. You ever read Motherboard on Vice? Vice.com has a motherboard, and they just talk about sci-fi and science stuff, and it's a lot of fun. They had this one article about if an alien if an alien just came down to Earth and just started walking around, half the people on this Earth would just see a mailman. They'd just see someone, like a random person, because their brain cannot comprehend something so different. They would just place another identity to it. They're
your
just
brain
see
would, your brain. Your would brain would just be like,
I need to protect myself from this outside information. So I'm going to say that's a mailman. I'm going to walk past it and I won't think twice. And like half the people on this Earth have some kind of self-defense mechanism for things that are totally outside their experience. Hmm. And so like something like Bigfoot that we may have, you may have passed by it. Mm. You may have walked right by. You thought it was a tree. You thought it was a tree, but it wasn't.
I love it when people think Sasquatch is a rock or a tree.
All the time I spend in the woods, I'm just shitting constantly. So
yeah, you shat on that Bigfoot. You didn't see it. You thought it was a tree.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Bigfoot.
You shat in the right place so it didn't clack rocks at you.
Yeah, it just clack poop at you.
Don't shit over here. Don't shit over here. That's where I sleep.
Well, that means I'm cool with Bigfoot then. Like dogs.
I feel like Bigfoot's trying to get rid of you like you would a puma or something. Like, get out of here.
He's doing the same shit
get
we do.
Get out of here. Make yourself look big. He is big.
You just pop out your chest. Big, wide steps.
Have you heard the like sounds online that are supposedly Bigfoot calls?
They're weird. I don't like them.
I don't know if they're real or not, but I hate listening to them.
Can you do an impression?
Yeah, it's like, whoa, whoa. Oh,
probably a goat.
But it sounds like a guy. It sounds like a guy and an animal. So
you're giving a lot more bass to it too. It's a lot. It's hot. It's. It's nuts. All of us do it.
It's audio podcast.
Oh, it's Tim Allen.
Oh my God, Tim Allen was the Bigfoot the whole time. You have seen a Bigfoot.
He was the Santa Claus.
Don't look at him in the eyes when you're on set with him, because he's actually feral.
Yeah, you can see the eyes shine. You see eyes shine in Tim Allen when you look at him.
He will tear your fucking eyes out.
He turns into a rock. No poop over here.
Where'd Tim go? There's just a big rock here.
Oh, someone scared him again. He turned into a rock.
By the way, I love the design on that Sasquatch there. Yeah, did you use pearls as nipples?
No, that's hot glue.
That's just like a big glob of hot glue.
Big old glob of hot glue.
I was it looked pearlish.
That's just from last night's kink session. He didn't shower.
It's glazed. It's for sure glazed. Yeah, Willie made this, and then Sevan and I put fur and a face on it.
That's a great job. Great job.
His name is Stage Squatch.
It is.
That's awesome. Do you make a lot of these set props for the show?
No.
That's it.
He's always here.
Oh, he's always been there?
We just happen to be talking about Sasquatch. Yeah.
I thought you built it just for the show.
Yeah, when we talked about CERN, this whole place was just full. So it's just why we rebuilt CERN in here.
We just started over right. Yeah. He came in the fresh day.
Any other references?
Well, so here's my... So I don't remember the number, but at one point during human evolution, there were at least three to four different hominid species that all lived together. And I always thought it was crazy that only one survived. If another one did survive, they could have survived away from the other ones, just out on their own for a long time and had, you know, enough to carry themselves for thousands of years.
Yeah, what's your take on that? The idea that there's like just a small group of a different species, a humanoid species, that just kind of like died off for the most part. There's a small cluster left. It's not that far removed. You would have found them in 100 years?
Well, how are they procreating? Are there at least like tribes of them?
And that's supposedly. What I'm that like it, you know at one point there were equal amounts of a bunch of different human styles.
Right. Yeah. And we raped them all out of existence.
But they were different enough to where they couldn't procreate with each other.
Here. Oh.
There's a chart of all the different branches of humans as they've branched off and all their fun names, because yeah, they think that it's a lot of different things. But this book suggests that if you look at the footprints, that it's neither ape nor man. Nor is it Neanderthal because of the way that the toes are splayed in a lot of them. But a lot of the pictures taken of footprints and a lot of the castings don't really make sense. Like snow footprint pictures, they don't take into account the melting factor. Like if you put your foot in the snow and the sun comes out for 3 days, your footprint is going to expand because of the melting snow around the edge. So your foot might be as big as mine, but if the sun is out for the right amount of time, it's going to grow double in size.
I wish my foot was as big as yours. I got the smallest feet in the world.
I got so tiny feet.
A lot of people have been talking about Gigantopithecus.
I don't think it has anything to do with
Christopher Walken from the new Jungle Book.
But I mean,
what's a pithecus?
Gigantopithecus. It's like between.
What is that? You can't just say the word again.
He's trying to explain it. I thought you didn't hear what I said, and so I was repeating it. But then I was going to go into it because it's right. You know, just it's basically between a human and a gorilla. You know, split down the just a family that happened in the middle that they, you know, because we still don't have the missing link, and that's kind of the idea that it's just some missing link creature that has survived.
I don't know how I feel about the missing link. I don't think it's that as similar to us as that would explain. This thing's huge, like early. Humans are what we came from. Like, they're like 3-4 foot tall, you know, like right before us.
You're being hyperbolic. They weren't that small.
They were short.
Peking really? Man, right?
Yeah, they were like, they eventually got bigger and bigger, but like the ones right before, we are the biggest humans there have ever been.
Fucking A.
Yeah, we'd crush them. If we were in a fight, we'd win.
Would you rather fight 50 Pithecus or one giant? Or wait, are they
one,
the same?
One giant.
Yeah. I didn't listen to what you said.
But I think if there was a natural creature, like it doesn't even have to fall within our everything that we've defined, you know. So even within the realm of it just being some creature that evolved along with us.
I get it. I'm just like kind of like I always want to apply these reasons and this stuff. Like, I know that, like, panda bears exist, but it doesn't help me in any way to believe that they exist.
Yeah.
Panda bears got their own thing going on. I'm just over here.
Yeah.
I mean, the giant panda in China was thought to be a mythical creature until, like, until people were exploring like those
and
parts
the
of
orangutan
China.
Too same thing, you know,
yeah,
it was a myth
too.
I always say that, but it was a myth for a long time.
Like, yeah, you may not believe that the panda exists even though it does, but like there's not a group of people saying like panda doesn't exist and you're like, I don't care. Like, there's still people just like, yeah, I've seen a panda, they're there, I'm touching a panda.
But like to use your word, I'm agnostic about it. It's kind of like, okay, great.
Oh, interesting.
Like,
it seemed like you were a real atheist about it before, but now you're agnostic about it?
I've never been atheist about any of these things because that's not fun, right? Mm-hmm. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to be like, oh, yeah, that would be cool if they existed. It just doesn't change my life in any way.
Mm.
Like, if ghosts existed and they were around, it would change my life. If aliens came to Earth, it would change my fucking life. If they discovered Bigfoot, I'd be like, all right. Cool. Like, they're in the woods. I don't care. Go ahead. Exist. Doesn't matter. I don't have a point. It's just that's my point of view.
Yeah.
So, there are things that there's definitely things we haven't discovered, right? Like, that's the whole world.
Yeah. It's just disappointing that there have been little to no real solid Bigfoot like discoveries or evidence or anything in the last like 10 years?
But in the same realm,
I would say 10,000.
My sort of defense to that is if you did find something, there are people in the field that couldn't accept it as that until everybody else agreed that's what it was.
Big science, my least favorite thing.
Yeah, these two hate science.
No. I hate academics.
Well, it's a freaking club.
Science is great.
One of the things is, if you talk to
even when I try to paint you with a negative thing, he's gonna back you.
I'm just so on your side right now. You called me a Wally immediately. So, what were we saying?
Big science, we hate it.
Big science.
Oh yeah, big science. It's a club. It's a club. Yeah. And one of the things is, like, if you look 20 years ago, talk to astronomers or people going into space, things of that nature, and you ask them about extraterrestrials or what the universe is or things like that, they would spit on people who talked about aliens. They would shun them. It was such a no-no topic. Now it's very open. Science, I love it to death. Bless science. Bless it to death. But one of the thing is, until the majority of science is on that side, they don't believe it.
Yeah.
You need 51% of science to believe you before your thing will be looked at considered.
But that's the name of the game, baby. You can't be cool in high school if you're not with the cool kids, right? You gotta conform, man.
Like, so we need to fucking have a dead Bigfoot for people to believe him.
To kill him. This beautiful, you could have
hair. You could have footprints. I'm not to say footprints prove anything, but, you know, with they say, you know, micro scars and stuff, which are impossible. But like, if you could have tons of evidence, but it's not going to be evidence until it's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the famous video? The
main one?
Patterson Gimlin one.
I call it the Zapruder film of Bigfoot.
Sure. Did you know that Patterson worked in Hollywood?
Ooh,
I have a lot of problems with it. Did you hear all...
Doesn't it just bust the whole thing?
No. I want to hear what he has to say about this.
For a long time, people would look at that film as specific proof of its existence, because they said that a person could not mimic those movements. That's like the funny. Way the shoulders are, the width of them, they compared it with other humans. Like, this was bigger than Andre the Giant. Well, whoever's in that costume was bigger
than
Andre the Giant.
And you'd have to have more moving points than a human would have.
Scientists, online scientists.
This book, sorry, go ahead.
No, but like then there's other disproving things. So like they said that for years. I'm not sure when that book was, but in 2003. 70.
But that's a forced perspective thing, right?
It's based upon the area that was shot. They have the rocks. They know the area. Mm-hmm. So they could go back and just see it was standing next to these rocks. These rocks are 4 feet tall. We could presume that this was 7 feet tall.
Okay.
They could that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They found later, 2003 or something like that, one of the guys was just like, yeah, I was in the Bigfoot costume and I was on these weird shoes that was like specific to costume.
It's funny because that guy who's now saying that he's the Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's really funny because he's neighbors with him. They feuded for a long time, but he has no proof that he had a suit. Any other information
Where's
about it, except
the proof?
I was in the suit. It was me. And that's all he says.
Why? What's with these Bigfoot communities? They can't get along.
Same with the UFO community.
Like, it's like psychic communities where 90% of them you shouldn't trust.
They're all like cool kids in high school.
Yeah,
crazy. There is a race to be the name. You know, like if you discover the first body, you might get to rename it. Which, you know, that doesn't.
What would you name it?
Harry.
Be derivative. Go with Harry.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that's fine.
You don't want to make it overcomplicated.
I like Leslie.
Leslie?
Like, I don't know. I don't know their gender.
No.
I don't
know their deal. You're not naming the creature. You're renaming the entire thing, right? Yeah. It's like when you discover a comet or whatever.
Harry Pithecus.
I'd call him Big Hands.
Just to fuck with people?
Big Hands.
It's like when they renamed all the dinosaurs, and I'm like, what? There's not a brontosaurus anymore? What's happening?
Brontosaurus doesn't exist.
Brontosaurus is gone?
They don't exist, I guess? I don't know.
They were too, that was too broad, and it wasn't a real thing. When they got more specific, it's like, well, there's none of them called a brontosaurus.
Can't wait for Spielberg to go back into Jurassic Park. You got to change that one scene. It's going to Lucas the whole thing.
Harry Pitticus.
It's holding a walkie-talkie now, not a gun.
It's literally upside down. It's just like, he walked on his face.
One of the things that people pointed at as evidence for a long time was the Iceman of Minnesota. Do you guys know about the Iceman?
Yeah.
I know you do.
The guy that they found?
They found this guy was touring around. He said that a wealthy collector of interesting things let him rent his Iceman that they found in like the Bering Strait or something, like floating in the water. And that, you know, this was the missing link. So people would come from all over and they would look at this thing.
This was semi-recently, right? Wasn't it?
This was in
I'm thinking 50s, of something more 40s, recently. 60s. Okay.
Yeah, this was
Encino Man, that's what you're thinking of.
68.
I was thinking of Brendan Fraser.
So in 1968, two scientists went and checked out the Iceman. One of them, like, got really close and was, like, drawing it and stuff, and the other one was just taking measurements, trying to figure out...
Putting face paint on it?
Yeah, well, they drew a picture. It's, like, in the back of this book. But, so after the scientists looked at it, they're like, this is real! Oh my god, this is real! And one guy even named it, and they put it out in the papers. And that, because I guess this guy, he was trying to do this for 2 years, tour with the Iceman for 2 years. No one was really coming out to see it.
Like traveling around
and like no one seeing it. But after these two scientists came, they're like, this shit's real! Oh my god! And so everyone's coming out to see it, and it took a team of scientists to realize that this was not real. They ended up figuring out that this guy he says that it's still the original, because once the scientists were starting to ask to look closer at the Iceman, he removed it for like 2 months and then put out a new one that's a fake. It's a copy. It's likeness of the old one, because he was afraid that people were going to try and steal it, people were going to try and take it, and the old one is nowhere to be found. The original is nowhere to be found.
I heard a different story about this.
Really?
Yeah, I heard a different story about how this Iceman that people said was real, scientists came, they were just like, wow, this is crazy, we've never seen anything like this, and then the body went missing. I thought the body went missing. Like, he couldn't find, like, it's just like, I did the best I could. So I didn't read what you read.
Yeah,
I was listening to a podcast about this, so who knows?
This guy knows the two scientists that went and studied it.
Interesting.
And so they noted that some of the fur was supposedly this kind of fur that is, like, ringed, so it goes dark, light, which isn't common in any ape, but it is common in squirrels. So they did a little bit more digging and found a Hollywood prop house.
Scientists are narcs. That's who they are. They're cops.
Yeah.
They're cops that are trying to ruin it for everyone. Yeah. That's my take.
We got the number up if you guys have any.
Go ahead and call in.
Bigfoot stories.
Are you talking about the two scientists who said that it was legit?
Yeah.
And then
they went back to redo it, because after they looked at the pictures, there's like their drawing is in here. After some people were studying the pictures, they're like, we want to go back and look at it. They couldn't go back. It was gone. They like looked at it, and the mouth was closed when they originally looked at it, and the new one, the mouth was open and you could see four teeth instead of one.
Wasn't the eye popped out too?
The eye of the left eye was popped out, and it looked like it had been shot. And they said that the way that he's standing like this is congruent to the story that it was shot.
Don't tase me, bro.
That it was like, and it got shot. So that's the story of the Iceman. And that the only thing that did was make Sasquatch less believable.
But the two scientists, they went back.
They jumped the gun and they realized they were wrong. So they went back to look at it, and they were like,
that's suspicious to me. Like, the fact that they're just like, oh yeah, this is totally real. This is the fucking realest thing. And then all of a sudden they're just like, we made a mistake. We were told we were made. It feels like someone's just like, we know where your family is. You better say it was a mistake. Why would they come back like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. We're idiots.
Other scientists going, I mean, like, are you sure that that's what this is? Because it sounds a little iffy. And they're like, no. I swear it's real.
They were shamed by the science community. The science community. That's me staring into the camera.
Do you guys know of, because I've always heard stories of people that had Bigfoot encounters also dealing with something similar to Men in Black. Not always, but I've heard of it happening, and definitely UFO sightings around the same time. What do you guys think about that crossover?
My specific feelings on the minute. One other thing is, I say all this nonsense about Bigfoot being like a real like a physical this world entity, but like I really feel that most like Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts are just some sort of interdimensional splice. And I feel like
your brain makes it whatever you believe.
Whatever you believe. If you're in the woods and you see this thing, you're like big scary bear. If you're in the middle of a field and this thing in the sky, you're like, spinning saucer. You know, it's like whatever your brain could come up with at the time that could best explain the thing you're seeing right now. So the Men in Black, I kind of think are the same deal. They all kind of look the same, apparently. They all kind of act and talk the same, almost like a Matrix robot.
They drive a car that has no make or model, or recognizable, but very recognizable features.
Yeah, right? And everyone listens to them no matter what. They come in and leave without a trace.
Missing time.
Yeah.
They're the cool kids in high school.
You didn't see nothing. Get out of here. You're an idiot.
They all look the same.
There's that Jersey guy again.
Oh, my God, he's here. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Sorry, but go ahead. Like, can we get into, like, the... Is there any sort of, like, I don't want to say proof, but, like, where does this whole interdimensional, like, psychic thing sort of, like...
Well, I was going to bring this up, and I know we're not, like, running out of time. We're coming close to the end of it. But there were some whistleblowers that worked in the Philadelphia experiment that came out saying that they had captured a Sasquatch. They were in some underground thing, and invisible Sasquatch appeared and is trying to, like... run down the hallway to escape, and all these guys are going after him, and Sasquatch just goes right through the wall. So if you believe in any of that stuff as possible, that is a crazy story.
Well, see, that at least is a story. Rather than just like, psychic, you guys.
He talked to me in my head, and he told me I had a good heart.
Yeah.
A lot of people
he told
say
me
that
I was the best.
A lot of people say that he talks to them in their heads. That when they have a Sasquatch encounter, they'll report it, but they won't report that they heard someone talking in their head because it's crazy enough to report a Bigfoot. It's crazier to be like,
I'm not going
to
shame.
Voices.
Mental illness is real and it sucks, but that's schizophrenia.
See, this is why. That's what I'm talking about, you guys.
And that's the weird thing, too, because like have you guys reported anything ever? UFOs or?
I just told my sister report something on Wednesday.
Did she have a thing?
She called me, like, in a panic, like, alien, and I saw, it's a UFO, it's a UFO! And her friends are screaming in the background because it's still there. And I'm like, just like, hey, call MUFON. It's here, Aaron! Call MUFON, made to file a report. There's lights coming out the bottom! Call MUFON. I don't know who that is! I'm like, it's,
Who's that guy? He sounds cool.
I don't know if I'd call MUFON, though.
There's also the National UFO Reporting Center, which is not connected to them. But
that's MUFON.
I only know MUFON.
But I've never reported anything.
But I feel like I've only spoken to people that have had some sort of encounter. I've never personally experienced one. But that being said, the people that I've spoken to about it, man, did it destroy their lives. it for them to be creating this lie and saying it all the time and have no other like weird crazy things about them, they're just like, yeah, this happened to me, and I tell people and they think I'm an asshole and they won't hire me, like that type of thing. They're just like shunned, so they can't talk about it. So that makes me believe it much more, just the fact that like it there's no benefit. Nobody benefits from telling a Bigfoot or UFO story.
Yeah.
No one's really making money. No one's making money off of it.
Yeah.
Even if you have a book, I don't know if you could sell enough.
Yeah, Sunbow was griping about how he makes like $50 a year on his Sasquatch books. Go support Sunbow.
No.
Go support Sunbow.
No, he sucks, right?
No.
Aren't we anti-Sunbow?
No, the other guy sucks.
Kiwanu. Oh. Yeah,
Kiwanu sucks.
Got it. Okay. So if you want to support one of the two crazy groups.
Yeah, support Kelly. Don't support Jack.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the thing is a lot of people will come later say that they've experienced a sort of telepathy with their Bigfoot encounter.
Mm-hmm. Or like healing. Doesn't he heal you too? sometimes.
I've heard healing stories. That's why the medicine story from the Native American tribe, that's always fascinating to me.
Yeah, because like apparently I was actually in prep for the show.
Oh.
In prep for the show, I was just checking out a bunch of podcasts in the car because I couldn't read. I can't read in the car.
You can't read while you're driving, for podcasts. Sure.
And they were saying how like they brought them medicines. Mm-hmm. The tall man brought medicines to the tribe, and that was what they... It wasn't used as what you were mentioning before about like a kind of like a behavioral story, control.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, be careful, kids. It was just like, oh, this was a giver of gifts. This is a holy person that we should treat with reverence because they're helping us. Like just that specific person was talking about how their tribe attributed a lot of the medicines to, like, some of the specific medicines to this tall man. Like, this is where we learned these medicines
from. Was it all pomade and stuff? Was it just like how to make
hair?
Oh, your hair looks gross.
If you have a cat,
check out my hair. It's beautiful.
We learned this from the tall man.
If you have a cat that has hairballs, this works. Well, you guys don't seem to have any hair.
I just saw someone say on the IED say that schizophrenia is fake. It's just a wall society throws up against truthsayers. And I kind of like that. Even though schizophrenia is real and you should get checked out. But I do think that people with mental illness are closer to psychic than not.
My thing is, like, when you think about just if you contemplate dimensional entities, mm-hmm. why would they be our size?
Yeah.
You know, why couldn't they be the size of a molecule and still communicate information mm-hmm. or as large as a planet and have too many things to say? You know,
not as big as a planet. Right? Then there'd be no room. No room for us.
I see all of you.
There's no room for me here.
You're
a dimensional being that's the size of a planet and squeezing me out of my apartment.
He doesn't even pay rent. Oh my God.
Can we fit in this thing?
But he's farsighted though, so he has to get real close to see anybody.
Literally against the giant eyeball.
He's got like a tiny, tiny eyes, whatever this entity
a giant,
is.
A giant pupil, tiny iris.
tiny
iris.
It takes him forever just to look around.
Yeah. It's like... just scanning.
It's just scanning.
That's sweet.
The psychic thing, I don't believe.
No?
I like that he phase shifted through a wall. That's fun.
Yeah, I think that's great.
But they just had him, and he's just like, oh, I gotta get out of here. Like,
yeah, they captured him to study him.
And how did he get loose?
I don't know. This guy was just like walking. He's there for the Philadelphia experiment, not the secret ops
get
Sasquatch.
But do you think that the Philadelphia experiment, because that was... Give me one sentence on what that was.
That was using, and Tesla probably was involved, but using high energy to make a ship to degauss a ship so that it wasn't magnetic to hit the mines, but had so much energy that the ship phase shifted and disappeared and then came back.
Oh, right. Down. So you could say, I don't know when in the Philadelphia experiment this Bigfoot made his big escape, but maybe he came with the ship when it came back, you know.
Well, what happened was
he ended up whoa!
That energy they realized could transport or teleport things, so they started doing energy window that you could step through, and then like that's where they got the idea from Stranger Things, because supposedly they open up this energy door and then creatures started coming through and attack the base.
Spooky.
Have you talked about Hollow Moon yet?
Hollow Moon?
Oh, you do.
They haven't talked. I've definitely read a book on Hollow Moon.
We talked about it like year one, I think.
If y'all are ever talking to Hollow Moon again or the death of Paul McCartney, boy, would I love to talk about that.
This guy? Oh my God, are these the same person or what? Are these guys the same person?
Just
infuriating. There's a book about it.
This is my favorite topic.
Yeah, he loves talking about
what happened to you guys? There had to be something that happened.
We should talk about all the cartoons we watched as a kid, and then like where things sort of change. Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
And,
it disconnects.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Well, we got 5 minutes. Any other big sort of like twists and turns in the Bigfoot saga?
Is this our like final wrap-up thing? Or
I don't know. I mean, we're pretty close. We can all watch the clock. We can sort of figure out.
I mean, what are your whether it be closing thoughts or just your belief of Bigfoot?
I think that as I get older, the lack of physical evidence proving that Bigfoot is a physical entity, it just kind of is convincing me that maybe if there was something, that he might not be around, they might not be around anymore, or at least in as many numbers as what there used to be. However, if psychic Sasquatch is a thing, then I think that perhaps that they're just entering a phase of just us not seeing them at all. Also, that being said, I think culturally Sasquatch is important to the whimsy and wonder that humanity desperately needs in like a very electronic work, sleep, eat in like society. I think that we need those kinds of things to.
We got the Marvel Cinematic Universe for that.
Fuck that. But that's my two cents on.
But I wanna because like I wanna check in with you because on Thursday you were like pre-Thursday you were like gung ho like Bigfoot's a psychic whatever all that shit, and then after Thursday you're like, man, I don't know because like of all those other things. So like after this conversation tonight, where are you? Where are you? Back into.
I mean, I feel like I'm like kind of with Red on this. Like I'm an agnostic Bigfoot believer. Like before this, when I was younger, I was like, Bigfoot is real. I could see him when I go camping. Now I'm after all the research and reading and all the stuff we did between Thursday and now, I'm just like, man, I don't know. It's hard to shake it off and be like, this isn't real because it's something that I believed in, like so totally that it's hard to be like, this can't be true, because you guys are right. So many people have accounts of Bigfoot that it's hard to throw it all out just because there's no physical evidence. The amount of stories and, you know, eyewitness accounts that people have, it has to be something.
I think that, and I agree with you, but I think that if we had legitimate Bigfoot hair, it could never be proven to be Bigfoot until we find a body.
They're going to think it's a squirrel.
Because who's going to be the person that says that? Even if they could prove it, that person is just going to, by most people, is just going to like not be credible. And
well, what would it be? I'm sorry. What would it be, though, if you took a Bigfoot hair and looked at it? And did like a genome or whatever? How would it be definable? Like would it share, and how would it be different?
I feel like the classification system that we use to define all these things is just based on what we have, and there's nothing to be like, well, this is because I've looked at a lot of research of people looking at hairs and like, well, this isn't human, but it's not ape, but it's similar.
It's just unknown.
And so the unknown, it just makes it so that nobody can make a definition or define what they are looking at.
Sure.
And so my only thing is, it's not that I want to believe in anything. I'm just like, I want humanity to respect that there could be another intelligent being and go forward looking at that.
Turned out great for the octopuses.
Oh, man. I think that similar, like, I feel like more of a respect for those who experience it, because it sucks to, like, The people that come forward with these supernatural stories that get just like their lives, like a teacher that's just like, oh, I saw this thing, like, oh, you're the crazy person in town now.
Don't teach my children.
Yeah. The idea that, like you said, another intelligent life on this earth, maybe not some form of intelligence similar to us that lives in the woods in small numbers, that buries their own dead. You know, that's not unheard of. Elephants do it. Bears do it. You know, they hide, and when someone dies, they don't just leave it there. They move it. So the idea that we are not able to find evidence of it is not terribly weird. I honestly think of like that as almost like an animal cult of Bigfoot, like where they're just like super strict about their rules. Like, oh, we have these rules. We hide and treat. We don't interact with anyone else. We treat others that treat us good. Well, you know, that type of thing. They're very communal, small-knit society. If they are physical and not interdimensional.
Right.
If.
Right. Well, that's going to do it for us. I think we've cracked the case. We've come to a lot of definitive conclusions here. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Patreon.com/RealLifeSciFi. 2 bonus episodes a week. Tuesday, Thursday streams. Twitch.tv/RealLifeSciFi. Red, thank you so much for being here. The podcast is called Loser Leaves Wrestling. Check it out wherever you get your wrestling podcast.
Thank you all so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, of course. Thanks for being here. Remember everything that was... No. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. I'm sorry. Bye.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills. And the kills. And the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It... has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.